It was a blessing. Nobody can take it from you. I feel like I achieved a goal and illustrate.
And I was able to see some video that your school actually sent to us, and it looked like you were having a pretty fun time.
Yeah, you know, that was the last time. So, you know, I just turned up for, you know, turned up for the camera one time.
Why was that so important for you to go back and participate in the graduation ceremonies?
Because I told my mom, like, it's not just about football. Like, I want to get my education with it, too. So I always gave her my word that I was going to get my education and play football. So that's what I did.
Now, you're now one of seven Bengals here in this rookie draft class to have received their degree. Just, can you speak to really just the importance of, like you were just mentioning, it's more than football, just sticking through school and making that commitment?
Because I feel like, you know, some guys are just, they don't just take full advantage of school. They just feel like they go to a good school or something for football. But with me, it was more like both of them, like take more of an education route than just football, because, you know, they already look at this football player, so that's why I got my education to show them. It's not more about football.
So now that you're back here in Cincinnati, participating in drills and meetings with the rest of the team, just how have the last few days been, and how do you feel like you're getting acclimated?
It's kind of tough, you know, getting used to the playbook, but it's all coming together. It's a blessing, though.
What's been the biggest challenge for you so far?
The playbook. Most definitely. The playbook's the biggest challenge for every rookie. So other than that, everything goes straight, though.
And now you've only had a few days with the coaching staff, but just what type of impression do you hope to leave with them?
Our impression, he's a hard worker, ready to go, a good listener, you know, coachable, respectful.